Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday, May 2nd, 2025. And I'm stopped up like,
I got something going on. It's all good. It's going around, I guess, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't want it, but it's going around.
Well, we will not shake hands as we normally do at the end of every show.
Yeah, we can't dap it up, whatever.
No, we can't do that.
You know, it's just one of those things you can't be mad at anybody now because it's just going around. Like, you can't get mad if you get COVID. This is going to happen.
Oh, don't say I don't have that.
I mean, I get it once a year. Is this going to happen?
Well, I think you get the flu now. I think it's – when are they going to, like, break down that and say – because there's no Theracovid.
Yeah.
Or is there?
Yeah,
is there
really
a Theracovid instead of a Theraflu?
What the hell all else is out there, you know?
Yeah.
Would a flu show up positive on a COVID test? Maybe. I don't know.
I'm sure of it. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, in a sense, except I don't know what originally caused flu.
Plus, there's so many different
mosquitoes.
Yeah, I don't know because there's so many different strains of the flu.
Yeah,
that's why when they tell you to get the flu shot, you're like, well, I mean, it might not help me. You know,
I didn't. I haven't gotten the last several of those. I have not.
I never gotten a flu shot.
Because you know what's crazy is like. And I don't recall it being a doctor, but just someone that I trusted said, you know what? It does your body good to get sick every once in a while. I think it was someone that was elder that I like thought they knew their stuff.
That's what they say, to say.
You need to get sick every once in a while. You got to build up your immunity.
You're like, hey,
it's like, all right, well, come here.
Like, what does that apply to? Does that apply to an STD?
No. No.
You got to get clapped on every once and again.
God. You know what we were saying the other day about those commercials that are playing, and you think, oh, I must be watching some alternative television when they start doing all AIDS commercials and stuff. The new round of those, they're making them less about homosexuals and just people in general.
Just regular people.
Just like, this woman, she's talking, she's walking on a beach, and she's like, I need to tell him. I want to tell him before we make that big move, you know, doing sex. And she's walking on the beach, and then the music hits. Some song that was famous 25 years ago. It's comfortable. You recognize it. And then she's like, I need to share this with him. It's like, yeah. Yeah, you do.
Then Ken Jonas walks out because you have a decision to make. Is she hot enough for you to risk getting HIV?
Oh, what a great episode of What Would You Do? You're newly single, and a girl 10 years younger than you with big boobs and a nice rear end walks into the bar. You notice that she's taking some AIDS medication. What would you do?
Or he can even do it like she don't even have to be sick. She could be the Down syndrome girl with a hot body.
Right.
So what would you do? She has Down syndrome, but she has a banging beautiful body. I'm like, I don't know if I, like, is that some kind of.
Well, you know what, though?
Taking advantage of?
Look at it this way. You I mean, this is an odd thing to talk about, but, like, you want to look for inclusivity. And if it doesn't cause any issues with anything, like, you know, I think I'm actually saying right now, I don't know exactly what DS is. Like, I mean, I know what it is, but I don't know what it affects, because this is going to sound crazy, but, like, I've known a couple that were incredibly smart people, high functioning.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess it's just like everything else, different levels of it. Yeah. I sound like crap with a stopped up nose too. I don't normally have that awesome bravado that I normally have. You know, it's not there today.
I don't know if it's a if it's something that affects you mentally or if it's just like a facial feature.
I don't know.
I don't know how to say it.
Well, I know what you mean. It's just like with little people, they kind of all look like each other in the face.
Yeah, you like know? The big forehead deal.
Yeah,
you kind of like a little. You like the little Frankenstein boy from Minecraft.
God, you imagine you're born, and they're like, God, we can't tell yet. Tell what? Well, they either have Down syndrome or they're a midget. We're not sure. It's kind of hard to tell midgets when they're babies, because all babies are small, so it's kind of difficult to figure out.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be like an episode of some medical show. We can't figure the kid out.
You know, you brought up a great point when I asked.
That's what I do, fat boy.
If I asked if it might have been a filter, and then you said, I don't think they would make a Down syndrome filter.
No. I mean, they do have them now where you can, like, be Mike Tyson, which, I don't know. As a white person, I feel weird. I feel weird. You know.
He should use his own filter and then post it. See how accurate it is.
And then just, like, go off on stuff he doesn't feel comfortable about talking about himself.
I'm going to be with you for a minute.
He talks a little bit better than that.
I know. That's the funnest impersonation for anybody to do. Mike Tyson and Trump have to be the top two most attempted fun impersonations. Oh, no,
like, right? Like, don't you wish? I assume he's dead because I haven't seen him on TV in 20-something years. Rich Little. Like, I'd love to hear him try to do Trump.
Oh, God.
An impersonation of, not sexually.
I wouldn't let him.
It's going to be huge.
He would never get close, quite frankly.
Not my style.
Wouldn't put myself in that position.
I'm more of a Jeff Dunham kind of guy. I can't. God,
it's hard to. It's like you want to get it close enough to you know who it is. I love Shane Gillis's impersonation of Trump because he dresses up like him when he does it.
Yeah. Well, and also again, I can't even remember the guy's name. Brian Austin Green. What's his name from SNL?
Oh, James Austin Johnson.
Yes. Not he's Brian Austin Green. That's from 90210.
You know why his is great?
Good.
Because he'll mess with people. He'll improv.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, especially when they had Hamilton was on there that time. He's like, Juan Miguel, you're having a hard time keeping a straight face, aren't
you? You hate me right now, don't you? You wish you could move. Or he's talking about getting the mixed drink, the Negroni.
Yes. I'm not going to order that. Not going to do
it. We've been waiting a long time for the Negroni.
Like, God, man. Like, to be president, like, you kind of have to have some distinguishing thing with your voice or your look. Otherwise, history will forget you.
You see what they do with his neck, though? Like, when they put his costume on for Trump, his neck's like. You know how some girls have the boobs to where they kind of like. There's not really cleavage. You just see kind of like a hang. If that makes any sense, and the like.
You mean like his throat hang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Gosh.
It's part. Yeah. It's some kind of. What do they call it? Paige, you've been in movies. What do they call it?
Cleavage?
No, for a man with a heavy set throat.
Like a waddle, kind of almost.
I got a heavy set throat. I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Prosthetic.
Oh, double chin. Like that. I don't know.
Like there's no cleavage with some chicks. It's like they just go straight down.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And you just kind of see that up top.
Heavy hangers.
Hmm.
It's like you don't have cleavage. You got kind of like a separation.
Yeah, I went to church when I was younger with a woman that, this is probably bad to say, but like behind her back, everybody called her turkey. Because like she had a gobbler. Like I'm not even kidding. Like it was.
Oh my god.
The levels of her chin was like, you know, double chin. No, it was like five. But she wasn't really fat though. She's had a fat neck.
Fat neck. Like
I don't know. Maybe she had like some kind of what is the one where it causes retention in your legs? You have a really hot girl, but then she got fat.
Elephantitis.
I don't think that's it. No. That's when you got big nuts.
Paige on the game show, say the wrong answer. Meet our grand champion, Paige Pearl.
Elephantitis is when your legs swell up really bad and they're huge. Yeah.
Say anything and you win. That's nuts. That's when you got big nuts. I knew that from Rotten.com back in the day. That elephantitis section.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You mentioned turkey. Have you seen the New York City turkey?
No. What does that mean?
There's a leftover for Thanksgiving.
Does it come out and tell you if winter is going to be longer or shorter?
There's a turkey that found its way into New York City, and it was flying all around, man, like buildings and whatnot, and people were taking pictures with it.
And the food truck was flying?
Yeah.
Flying?
I got to show you the video, man.
Good Lord.
Because people are like, it's mating season. This one turkey found its way into Manhattan and keeps walking around.
I was not aware that full-size turkeys flew. Now, I know pigs do.
I didn't until I saw this video. I was like, I thought they just ran really fast and jumped.
It's got to be fake, like in pandas are. You know, turkey flying.
This was from, give me a video. This is from April the 15th. I should have YouTubed it, but yeah, there's a.
I was hoping you were going to say April the 1st. I said, you fool.
They call the turkey Astoria because they found it in that neighborhood of New York City, but it's wandered around to like the majority of the city, and people just stop and take pictures with it.
Dude, they kill pigeons for food truck food there. Like, how did that turkey not turn itself into like five meals? We got turkey shish kebabs, turkey pizza.
I'll make this big for you after this.
Szechuan turkey, coconut turkey.
There's a little story on it. As soon as I skip this ad here we go. Look at it. Boom.
Great daddy, that is a turkey. Good God. Well, yeah. I mean, it's. In New York, not flying through the air. It's flying like he's doing parkour, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and the cops can't catch it.
That is like a pheasant, though.
And, you know, New York.
I think that is a pheasant.
New Yorkers don't know about turkeys. I mean,
it could be a wild turkey.
They never seen any animals.
The cop is screaming, don't chase the bird. Don't chase the bird.
They were saying that.
I know. It just showed it on the CC. Closed captioning.
Make it.
So I don't know anything about New York City, but evidently Queens to Manhattan is a jaunt for a turkey.
The only thing I know about Astoria is they have a Waldorf there. I know that from movies.
That might be someone's pet.
The Waldorf. That's true. I have a pet turkey that I will never eat.
They're stopping traffic so the damn thing can walk around.
Look, just thinking, like, what is
go, my... Go, Wilbur.
If turkeys couldn't gobble, they would have no use as a pet. But his gobble, it's like you walk out in the yard and you... you hear the freaking...
So cute.
And he communicates with me. I've learned his language.
Does he scream your name?
I don't know, but he talks back to me. Like, I will, you know, I'll walk over there, and he's very... he's Donald the turkey.
Have you seen him crap yet? I've never seen a turkey crap.
No. I've not seen that or any of them number one-ing either. I was curious about that myself. I've even watched surveillance. Like, do they go at all?
God, that's interesting. I've never seen a turkey piss either.
No. I'd see the goats almost like pose for the camera. They will pooch it out a little bit and just look at the camera while they're.
I've seen a goat. Goat's gimmick is real weird looking.
It's like it's a Powerball number revelation, but all the balls are black.
If somebody says you're hung like a goat, it's not a compliment.
Not at all. No. It looks like they have ball bearings shooting out their backsides.
Sweet.
Plus, it looks like, you know, you took a metal clothes hanger and just unraveled it. It's real skinny but long.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because, you know, billy goats pee on their face.
So do pandas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that, Paige?
You know that, did you?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Makes you want to be a goat now.
Hung out with a few goats yesterday.
They stink, don't they?
I touched their faces.
Goats stink, man.
Are you saying that like a southern man talks about an old woman? Like an old goat? Or you mean a real goat? You went to the fair.
A real goat.
Yeah,
goat.
She was around show goats. They probably cleaned the show goats up.
Oh, God, yes. They probably didn't have any with horns, did they? They just had the ones with
there was one that had one horn.
One horn?
Yes.
You saw a unicorn, Paige.
Well, yeah.
Unicorn
it
had.
It was missing the other horn.
Wow.
What was that one animal you were, like the big one?
It was a camel. The camel kissed me.
The camel?
Yes.
A woman smoking a camel cigarette? What is this on Instagram? I want to see.
Yeah.
Come here.
He was cute. He kept.
What is your name on there?
I think it was on Planet
Page
Facebook.
Page 933.
I was giving you an opportunity to drop your social.
Did you?
Oh, look at the girls. Are you on the Skywheel here?
We're on the Ferris wheel.
Skywheel. Skywheel.
Dang. Between you and Rubolo, we got a lot of pub on that Skywheel.
That's what.
We had a good time.
All the big cities that have a Ferris wheel is a Skywheel.
It was like $30 to get on the damn thing.
Wheel in
so
the
nice.
Sky.
Welcome to Skywheel Atlanta. If you look over here, you see robbery going down in.
Honky Tonk Man owns all the other ones. The Ferris wheels are actually his great grandpa, Wayne Ferris the First.
Wayne
invented those.
Did you feed the animals, or you just pet
them? I did. I got 2 cups of food and went all the way through and went back again.
Did you pay to feed them?
Well, I had a budget that they gave me to spend the day.
Oh, they gave you a stipend?
Yes, it's very nice.
Per diem?
Very nice.
Those animals probably get like, man, I'm tired of eating.
Hey, Paige, I will give you a $50 per diem of seed and feed if you want to come feed
sure.
my animals.
I love it. I love it. I didn't. You know, that was my favorite part was the animal shows. It's like, no, I want to go see the dogs. I want to go see the other animals.
Oh yeah, they have like frisbee.
The frisbee dogs were amazing.
They have any diving goats or diving donkeys or anything?
They
fun
had
like
pigs.
That? They were diving.
Yeah, they were doing so. I didn't see the pigs at the time. I saw the fire eater.
Yeah.
And that was interesting.
The fire eater.
Yeah, he was good.
Oh, yeah, I heard about him. I didn't get to see him. I heard he was going to be there.
He was really good.
So they said on the news, the fire eater will be
here. The fire eater will be there.
And, yep. And the rock show was good because they did all the acrobatics, you know.
Rock.
Damn.
Like rock and roll music?
Yeah, they did it. It was really cool.
This wasn't the carnival growing up. You know, you got a wristband and you rode rides.
No, it was fun.
And you spent. Who knows? $10 to try to win a toy that costs 50 cents.
Yep,
it's the dumbest thing.
And the best part?
That's where they knew they had dudes by the balls. They were like, "Win your girl a prize. 2 in wins a medium, but I want a large. We got to get 3 in then."
Buddy, if you want these Confederate flag pint glasses, you got to spend some money.
I want one of them Kid Rock mirrors.
You know those rides that go backwards?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
it goes up in a hill, right?
Yeah. We after that, because we rode a ton of rides, and after that, I was like, I don't feel so good. When we went back, I was fine, but going backwards, I was.
Did you free game?
So I decided that Tanya needed to let me cheat on my diet, and we went and had milkshakes. So it was awesome.
Oh, she had a funnel cake and a pizza with pickles on it.
I almost had
double-headed corn dog.
Oh, it was the best. We just ruined our diets. It was wonderful.
Double-headed corn dog.
Double-headed corn dog. That would be all the rage in Nashville.
They do have corn on the cob there that was really fancy.
Fancy corn on the cob?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. I did not have that. I had the milkshake.
I just want to go eat the food. I'm not going to ride
so
anything.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm.
You got a mega band and get some food.
We'd go there and be a foodie.
And then I had the biggest burrito you've ever seen.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, it's pretty big.
Let me get that big taco.
I don't know about that. I've seen some big ass
you
burritos.
You may have seen a bigger burrito.
What was in it?
I got chicken and rice and beans. Oh, that was so good.
Dip it in some bolognese
sauce.
Got
some really hot sauce. I know this is your breakfast time. I'm sorry. I'm talking Mexican.
Making me hungry. I ate in 2 days.
Well, I ate enough for the whole entire planet. So
I mean, I ate, but not much. Not much.
Probably vegetables, too.
No.
Nothing
I
cool.
had I had another steak.
Oh, God.
Yes, God.
Did you cook it? Like
yes. Yes. Well, it was, yes, I did.
Did
it
you get a tomahawk?
One of my meals. One of the, I don't like to give them any kind of, because I was like, hey, I reached out to this company. I was like, hey, I eat your meals, you know, with prep, plan meal place.
Yeah.
Sends it in the mail to you. And I was like, hey, what do you think about advertising? You know? Like, what do you think? Let's. I wasn't trying to get mine for free. I mean, I was, but if, if I brought in some dollars into the company, that helps everybody out. And they're like, "Ooh, gosh, you know, we really don't do that." Yeah, so
don't do that.
We can give you a promo code, and I'm like, "Ah, yeah, gosh."
Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
$80 a steak.
Ooh. No, it's not. It's not the. Not the. No, it's not the. Not the one where you buy, like, you get like 8 steaks and 8 packs of shrimp and all that stuff. It's not that thing. It's like meal planning thing. It comes in a box. It's
those are yeah,
pricey.
Oh yeah.
But is that? But if you're single and doing that stuff, it's really good.
Yeah, I just probably don't waste if it's meal.
No, I don't waste crap. I take it to the farm.
Well, when somebody gives you $100 coupon, you're like, oh, that's going to be expensive.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. And it comes in a cool box with dry ice in the bottom of it. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've had that before. I've got a refrigerator full of that stuff.
Yeah. I know.
Freezer, rather.
The tomahawks, I don't think we could finish those. They're so big.
I've not. I've attempted that twice and not been able to finish it. And it wasn't like you would get it for free either. I just wanted to see if I could eat that big thing. And
you're paying for the bone. That's where all the money is. Why paying so much? The bone weighs 80 pounds.
Reminds me of the song I often hear and think about Paige. She don't like meat, but she sure likes the bone.
Ha! Do, 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 do. Green jelly.
There's F-O-F. Another DJ that played that for me here.
Oh, yeah? He's like,
I remember not eating something.
Dead Eye Dick. That's who it is.
Uh-huh.
That was the DJ's name that was here? Oh, the song. The song was performed by...
That's my gamer tag. Yeah, the song's New Age Girl.
Like, this Dead Eye Dick, is he a mean guy that wears a patch?
He's Peter Pan's enemy.
Yeah, there was a pork barbecue situation where I didn't touch anything.
he's trying to kill Jack Sparrow.
Let's hear a sampling of that FOF. Do we have it?
Oh, we got you.
We can prepare people.
I spent an hour cleaning up your you fucking piece of shit. You just look for a Marine Corps flag in my front yard. Come get you an ass beating. I'd love to give you.
You flipping piece of sugar.
For the first time ever, we'll talk to Fat Boy's neighbor today.
Nice. Voice.
Might need a translator for a couple of them.
Uh-oh.
Not the one you're thinking of either.
Oh, which one was I thinking of?
I don't know if anybody can speak Arabic anymore, but see if we can round one up.
I have an associate that speaks Latin. So imagine that.
God, yeah. That's more confusing.
Yeah. They can't write it, but they can speak it. It's like, what?
Okay. All right.
So feel free to call us in English. Call 1-800-774-0093. In Mandarin, 1-800-774-0093. And if you're mute, don't bother. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Okay, well, our friend Melissa from Adam and Eve may agree with Gwyneth Paltrow on this item. Being a great Mother's Day gift. I'll tell you what that is next in your Ice Guys headlines.
Oh, God.
You should also tell the audience that our friend Melissa... Did you say where Melissa works?
Adam and Eve.
Okay. Let's just make sure.
She didn't say Adam and Steve.
No.
She said Adam and Eve.
No, they went out of business.
Up the street.
They went out of business in, I think, January.
Yeah, dang it.
Okay, we'll find out. Well, it's obviously something sexually driven here.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, that's my chair there. I'll stop. All right.
Stop rocking.
Text in your guesses. We'll see what the answer is next. Good morning. Happy Friday.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And speaking of, we begin our story with a little thought of mothers this holiday that's coming up on, what is it, like May 11th?
Yeah.
Mother's Day.
Next week.
Melissa from Adam and Eve may agree with Gwyneth Paltrow on this theory that Gwyneth thinks that a vibrator makes a great Mother's Day gift.
I was going to say a big fist. But that's going to be a second guess.
What do you think, Paige? You're both of those things, a woman and a mother.
I believe I would feel very uncomfortable if Jared gave me a sex toy.
Yeah, you think?
I mean...
Because I would say to him, do you think I'm that lonely?
Or that's too big.
Or
maybe.
What kind of person do you think I am?
What kind of fool do you think I am?
Or the rings we're supposed to toss on this thing.
And why were you thinking of me that way? That would just be weird.
Yeah, maybe if a girl gave it to her mom. Maybe, yeah. Just maybe then. But even then. Even then.
I wouldn't even give. I mean, I think it's a great gift. Don't get me wrong. But
all right, there we go, fat boy. Remember, we forgot her birthday.
And yeah, that was it.
It's a great gift.
Hook it up.
What do you want?
It's like you wouldn't give your...
But when...
Like your dad, one of those flashlights you bang.
Or like a pocket
would
blanket.
Would you?
No.
No.
He'd say, hold it for me.
But maybe a gift certificate or something to a place like that would be nice, where she can choose.
Yeah, but I bet you... A mom would go in there and you know, the further she went in there, you know, at first it's just like lingerie and stuff, and mm-hmm. The further back you walk, I mean, I don't even have body parts that would accept some of those things, and it still scared me.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if you gave her that, she would go buy, like, underwear. She wouldn't buy anything cool like a dragon wheel.
They do have nice booty shorts.
My butthole was so tight after I left that place that I felt like I was farting and only dogs could hear it.
Yeah.
It was that puckered up.
You couldn't drive a nail through it with a sledgehammer.
No. We tried.
And now I'm just down to 2 really nice booty shorts because some of my underwear went missing from the laundromat.
For your pervs.
Ah, dang it.
Somebody sold them on OnlyFans for like $150.
You know, somebody was, you know, scoping you out, and as soon as you left... They just
that's
went
so
in.
Gross.
I'm going to take this.
Why? You think your panties are gross?
I wore them. Would you steal? I wouldn't steal anybody's dirty laundry.
If it was Brad Pitt's jockey shorts over there, you know, you'd give him a little snifferoo.
I ain't got no panties on. Ain't got no panties on.
My neighbor stole my panties.
Stole my drawers. Oh, it's the guy who walked up to her to say what he wanted to do to her.
He offered some oral favors to you.
I'll tell you the ones that are missing. They're black lacy booty shorts. And they're pink with black lace booty shorts are the ones that are missing.
Are they pink on the inside or the outside?
No, it's pink with black lace.
I think they all are.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I heard.
Thought they were, at least.
Might be talking about oysters.
And then I had like a bikini bottom that had like butterflies on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, butterflies eat doo-doo. You know that?
Do they really?
Yeah. They eat doo-doo, dead fish, and other stuff. They're like scavengers. But a beautiful looking creature.
Yeah, no kidding. With how do they keep their wings so pretty when they're like scooping around in doo-doo?
They get like the moisture out of the doo-doo.
Is that why the flies that eat doo-doo have those iridescent rainbow eyes?
It's got to be. Huh. And they are instantly on it, man.
Wow.
Doo-doo flies are always hovering around.
Yeah, always. And they're like the buzzards of the...
You're wondering, how did that happen? Well, see my washer.
No, not at all.
No, I'm going to tell you how it happened. I don't sit and watch my stuff usually because I'm going to get my washer fixed. My dryer works.
Oh, you literally go... Oh, it's at
across
there,
the
sure.
street.
Yeah.
I know what she's talking about. Too.
So usually what I do is I put my wash in and then I'll go get gas or I'll, you know, take my recycles. And then by the time I'm done, my stuff is done. So it's kind of like I'm not wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
Some nefarious characters hanging out at these laundromats.
Apparently.
Even at the I use that same recycling center mm-hmm. near your home. And there's always people there, I think, that are waiting for you to throw away something that might be of value. They're just kind of walking around, just kind of peeking. Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, so.
They get the cardboard hooks. They can move the cardboard around.
And it's, you know, I have to make sure that I get all your boxes that you get from Amazon. That's what I usually do is I flatten them and then I put them all in because it's usually always full every single time I go. So they stay in my trunk for a day or two until I go back and they've picked up their stuff.
Somebody's calling you.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you even wanted to take it. Somebody calls you like 6:30 in the morning. It's like, oh, something wrong.
So Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop released a Mother's Day gift guide.
Big Goop.
And the option runs from affordable to very extravagant. And there's a $25 memory journal, and there's also a $17,000 necklace. And, of course, there's a sex toy on the list there, too.
I've had a dollar for every time I heard my grandpa say goop, I'm telling you.
God, dude, no crap. That was just like a bunch of goop.
Yep.
Yeah. And somebody just took it's like the word whatnot. That's so brilliant.
It was also the hand pumice too, but it can mean anything.
Yeah.
Pumice. And this thing is called the Womanizer in Hands. And it's $159.
That should be for Father's Day if it's called Womanizer.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
That Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's so saucy.
Oh, my gosh.
She's wild, man. She's like sexually wild.
She's free.
She's got those candles that smell like her feet or whatever.
Vagina. I don't know. Maybe her feet smell like that, too. But
was that what the candles were like?
Vaginas are
nasty.
Vagina. No, wait a minute. Is it a vagina that smells like candles? Did I say it wrong?
I think that's what the candle looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, it has a wick coming out of it? I thought it was supposed to go in. Who knows?
I don't. Yeah, I think that smells like a clean one, maybe, with pheromones in it. I wouldn't want a dirty one. What's that smell in your house?
God bless.
God almighty.
Somebody's making salmon patties in here. Paige, that was
I'm
decent.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
We all wild.
I apologize.
Fat boy
almighty.
Sports?
Yo, we talked about the fan that fell the other night. Did you see that? We got an update on him.
The Pirates game, right?
Yeah, fell 21 feet during the game. They had to stop the game. I'm surprised nobody noticed him in the outfield until, you know, McCutcheon's already around in second. They're like, well, hang on now. Old dude fell out of the stands.
Was he trying to reach over and catch a ball or anything? Or
well, that's what people were saying. Like he kind of jumped up.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, when McCutchen got the hit, he jumped up maybe in excitement and just kind of went over the rail.
God, remember like back in the 70s or 80s, I think it was at a Yankees game, somebody was in the upper deck and fell off the side and people thought he had committed loss of taking his own life?
Well, that happened to the guy in Texas. You know, he fell and then he passed away.
You know, we said the S word the other day for taking your life and literally got a strike against us for whatever that thing is called. And I'm like, what if you're doing a show? We never make fun of it. What if you're doing a show talking about people that, you know, are recovering from feeling that way or whatever? Like, how does the algorithm figure that out? Like, what if you're on there saying, you know, hey, man, Hitler was really bad. Oh, crap.
Yeah, there you go. Kills the algorithm.
Well,
they say stuff on TV.
Yeah.
So either I guess they don't care about it or...
I don't know. I don't think TV has an algorithm, though.
I don't know if it messes can't. Like with their YouTubes or whatever.
Foot. Who knows? All right. Sports with Fat Boy right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, sorry for all those explosion sounds. Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history. Interesting, too, because this fellow's been in the news the past couple days. 1999, John Elway announced his retirement from the NFL. If you don't know why John Elway's been in the news, because his he was driving a golf cart that his agent fell off of, suffered a brain injury, and passed away. And they were business partners,
mm-hmm.
best friends, they say.
He was, wasn't he part owner of the Arena League thing?
I don't know if they went in together on that or not. Like, I forget what Elway's involvement. I think he was a GM, right? Or maybe it's Bon Jovi. I don't know.
You know what I was thinking? I might be thinking of Bon Jovi.
Big Jove?
They kind of favor each other now. You know, they both look like horses. Look at it. You look at John Elway and tell me you don't think that's the cutest horse throwing a football you ever saw.
Oh,
you
boy. Know what? Look at that horse run.
Yeah, and he played for the Broncos, so nice. It made sense.
The Manning cast will usually have a rotation of celebrities they try to put in.
Yeah.
They didn't have Joel McHale back when he said that very thing. He asked Peyton if he thought that John Elway looked like a horse.
Oh, really? And he does.
They kind of breezed right past it.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, they're buddies.
Yeah, well.
Maybe. Plus, that's odd to answer, like, hey, do you think this person looks like a horse?
Elway could use TV. It in his, say, yeah, and I'm hung like one, too.
Oh, boy.
Like a Russian one. And I pee real fast. You know?
Well, the...
Do we know that's accurate? Why have we been
that
giving...
That he can pee fast?
No, that Russian racehorses can. Like, I've never... Yeah. That they pee faster American
than
racehorse.
A regular horse.
Never. I don't know that to be
they
true.
They even have horses in Russia.
I don't probably, you
they
know.
Have Lipizzan or stallions.
I do.
White horses.
Look out for Peyton. I think she knows a little too much about Russia.
If you want to ride the white horse. They were talking about cocaine.
She might be one of those Red Sparrows that get butt naked and seduce men for information.
Oh, me? God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the man who fell...
She didn't deny it.
She didn't. The man who fell 21 feet over the wall into off a right field at the Pirates game is still in critical condition. He's only 20 years old, too.
Oh, my gosh. Did he break things?
It doesn't say, but it looks like he, to me, it looked like he hit his head on the way down, in the middle of the wall. And he was just laying there. So, yeah, he's still in critical condition with a brain injury. Just graduated high school a couple years ago.
Well, God bless him.
If you see the video, he just the railing is 3 feet high. He just kind of jumps up and just falls over.
Oh,
like it's well.
It's sad, well, you know,
how does that affect the insurance of the stadium? I wonder.
That's a good question because in 2011, you had the Rangers fan dying because. Josh Hamilton tried to throw him a foul ball that he tried to reach down and grab it. He fell over the rail.
Oh, my gosh.
And his kid was with him at that game, too.
Oh, like, that's tragic.
I wonder with, like, Clemson adding, you know, alcohol to Death Valley, like, what that does to their insurance. I bet it's sky high.
It's got to be because, you know, some parts of each stadium, like in the baseball stadium in right field, you can climb up to some of that stuff.
I threw up at Kingsmore one time. I did. It wasn't even from drinking either. I was just sick.
It's one of the most beautiful places you can ever puke.
I thought so, too. Yeah. Nothing will grow where I threw up, though.
It's just, hey, we have a dip tree. Just came out of nowhere.
You know what? That's actually what it was. I had to. You ever dip? Did you ever dip, Fat Boy?
Tried it once.
Okay, dipping or chewing either one. You're like, oh, okay, I can just, I don't need a cup. I can just spit. And then you realize you're somewhere where if you spit, it's going to catch on people's legs, maybe a little residual. Oh. So you just hold it in your mouth.
No, no, you didn't.
Oh, God, man.
Did you swallow it?
I did. And then, but it popped right back up.
Well, nobody told me how to dip. I was chewing it like it was tobacco.
Dude. My dad chewed Red Man. I was like, Daddy, let me try it. We were in the car together.
You're not old enough.
Let me try it. He's like, here. And then I did. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
He gave me and I was like, what am I supposed to do with it now? I was very like,
you're swallowing it like you're eating.
That's how daddies and uncles were back in the day.
Uh huh.
If they weren't going to say, you know, you ain't old enough, I'm like, okay, try it.
Uncle so and so, I'm not into motorcycles, but can I look at your Easy Rider magazines?
I'll tell you, Mama.
That's naughty. My brother had one of those.
Oh, Lord. I told my cousin Brian the other day, he used to have, because he was a little bit older than me, he would have the Playboy calendar, uh-huh. And it was the desk calendar where you'd peel each day off.
Oh.
And flipped through that thing and stole like 2 days of his calendar.
I
wonder why December's gone.
I was with my dad one weekend where he had to help a buddy move. But his buddy was gay, and he said, look, he's going to have a lot of, you know, stuff in here, like a lot of Playboys. So if you look at one, that's cool. I'm like, Daddy, he ain't gay. He's got Playboys. I'm like, oh, he's very gay. He told me not to ask him about him being gay, too.
Wonder why he had Playboys then if he was gay.
Maybe he liked breasts.
Like if he had Hustler, he's just probably cutting out the girls and just looking at the dudes.
Like the gay guys like boobs for some reason. I mean, I love them. Like, I don't know why they don't like them.
I like them as well. If you don't like boobs, text in 1-800-774-1800.
Okay, let me start texting.
We're going to take a poll. Actually, if you don't like him, you probably do take a poll.
Dang it. You no need to even bother on that, dude. Wow. That was your sign off.
Woof, woof.
Say it again.
Hang on now.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.